if you have your Bibles with you, let us turn to the book of James again as we continue with this series. We are going to be reading from James chapter 1, verse 19 to 27. Let me read it to you in English first. James chapter 1, verse 19. This is God's word. Notice, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preserves, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Now, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world.
第19节， 我亲爱的弟兄们， 这是你们所知道的， 但你们个人要快快地听， 慢慢地说， 慢慢地动怒， 因为人的怒气并不成就神的意， 所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶， 存温柔的心， 领受那所栽种的道， 就是能救你灵魂的道。 你们， 只是你们要行道， 不单， 不要单单听到， 自己欺哄自己， 因为听到而不行道， 就像人对着镜子， 看自己本来的面目， 看见走后， 随即忘了他的相貌。 详细查看那全备使人自由之律法，并时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出了，就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却勒不住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚， 就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不染，不沾染世俗。
Let me ask God to help us understand this passage. Let's pray.
现在让我们祷告，我们求神使我们懂得这段经文。
Heavenly Father, we ask that, Lord, may the Spirit now impart this word into our lives.
主啊，我们求圣灵。
May the Spirit teach us how to live out your word and not just hear to hear it. And we also pray that the Spirit may convict us of our sins through the word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we live in a world today that is violence. That is, you know, there is ongoing violence in almost many parts of the world today. And, you know, it's not just violence, but sometimes it is also disasters.
不仅仅是暴力,
I mean, if you read the news, if you go on the internet to read anything, or any news today, you will hear and read all kinds of problems and disasters and violence and wars that's ongoing in this world today. We think about the Christians in the Middle East who are being kicked out of their own country, in their own homes, because of their faith in Christ. We think about the victims of the plane that was shot down, or the family members of the victims. And these are just two examples, but there are so many other examples, or some smaller examples of just violence and ongoing problems in this world. Now, when such thing happens, how do we as Christians react to it? You know, how do we even live with it, embrace it, perhaps? You know, as we ended our previous sermon last month from verse 18 in James chapter 1.
我讲到是在第18节结束的。
James appealed to the word of truth in verse 18 as God's generosity, a generous gift and grace to us.
雅各向弟兄们讲，各样的美善和各样全备的恩赐都是从神而来。
You know, James tells us right in the beginning that Christian can suffer trials, but they can do so with joy because of the hope that awaits for them in the future. And even if they are not directly suffering at all, yet they can still see a particular situation that's happening in this world with hope in the future. We must learn to persevere in God, as James said, but certainly there'll be temptation to think otherwise. And when that happens, we must never think that God is evil for putting us in such a situation. And the reason why we can do this is because God Himself, by His word of truth, according to James, had graciously brought salvation to us and made us His precious first fruits. This means that God had already saved you in the first place. God had brought salvation to you. You have been saved ultimately. And so now, because of your salvation, you can embrace the world, embrace the future with hope, despite of how ugly and how troublesome it is.
我们既有了这个救恩，我们就可以面对这个世界上的邪恶，面对我们的试炼，我们就有这个希望。And so
this is the word of truth, as James says, that saved you.
这就是像雅各说的，是真道胜了我们。In
other words, this word of truth is none other than the gospel that saved you.
这个真道就是福音，这个福音重生了我们。
But the gospel not only saves you, it also teaches you on how to live your lives as Christians.
You know,
the gospel is not only for non-believers who need to hear God's salvation, But it is also for Christians, for we must learn to preach the gospel to ourselves as Christians each day, so that we can remember God's word. But of course, sometimes I know it's hard when we look at the Bible, it is full of words, it's so thick. How do we even learn everything from it and apply everything of that in our lives?
那我也知道啊，这确实很难。你打开圣经，圣经里有很多文字，然后有些时候这文字还不太容易懂。那么，怎么样使圣经的真道啊，在我们生活中能够有应用呢？
But despite how hard it can be, yet James reminds us that it is important for us to strive to continue to put to application of what we learn from the Bible.
我们知道很难，但是呢，就像雅各书、雅各教导我们的，我们要努力让神的话语在我们的生活中有应用。So
the very essence of our Christian faith is not simply to gain or seek more knowledge from the Bible only, but also to put to application what we have learned.
我们做基督徒的不应当仅仅是在圣经中得到知识、得到认识。
Let me give you a simple example. If you strive to be a doctor,
如果你想成为一个医生的话,
you'll read through all the textbooks, all the materials, so that you can be equipped with all the knowledge that you can have.
你读了很多医生的书，然后你对这个 这个医学呢，有很好的认识，有很好的理解知识。
You read all the cases that you can get hold of.
然后你也看了很多的病例。
But that doesn't make you a doctor if you do not put every knowledge that you have learned to practice.
但是呢，这并不说明你就是医生了。如果你没有把这些知识用在行医上面，那你还不是医生。
If you learn on how to operate someone by reading a book but have never done it, you have not really been a doctor.
如果你知道怎么做手术，然后学了很多手术的知识，但是呢，你从来没有做过手术，那你还是不是一个医生。And
that's why, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you have to go through a period of residencies in a hospital to practice what you have learned.
如果你想作为一个医生，这也是为什么你医学院毕业以后要到一个医院做三年的实习医生，这样呢，你就能把你那个医道呢给行出来。And
the same for us as Christians too.
那作为基督徒，我们也应该这样。It
is important for us to read the Bible.
我们应该，对我们来说，读经是很重要的。To
know what it says, to know what each story means.
我们知道神在为我们怎么讲话，然后这圣经的故事有什么意思。But
to also be able to take these stories to apply into our lives.
但是呢，我们要懂得，我们要理解这每一个故事的意思，在我们的生活中有应用。
That's why as we consider our passage today,
今天回到今天的经文,
James continue his practical exhortations. As I said, the book of James is very practical. Continues his practical exhortation by reminding the Christians three important themes of our Christian faith.
雅各在教导我们，在我们基督徒的信仰中有三个很重要的功课。
First, he tells us to watch our speech.
第一呢，就是要我们慢慢的说。
And second, to hear and to obey the word of God.
第二呢，就是要听神的道，要顺从神的道。And
finally, he also tells us to live out our faith as Christians.
最后呢，就是我们要在我们的信仰中，我们要把我们的信仰应用在我们的生活中。
So, to watch our speech, our first point, verse 19 said, Notice, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
那么，叫我们注意我们应该说什么。雅各是这么说的：你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
In saying notice, James is referring back to the word of truth in verse 18 that saved them and made them God's first fruits.
这样是说呢，你们所知道前面那个所知道是什么意思？就是在前面那些经文十八节，就是说用真道圣灵，我们是初熟的。
So what James is literally saying is that now that you know the word of truth, Christians, let every person, let every one of you be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
雅各这么说，是你们现在是基督徒吗？你们是是真道所生的，那你们就应该知道要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动。
You know, these are very simple, practical instructions that all of us have been taught when we are young, even, right?
那这些教导呢，很简单的，我们很小的时候我们就听到过。
I mean, we don't have to be Christians to know this.
我们不是基督徒，我们也许就应该知道这些。
But it is important for us to always be reminded over and over again, no matter how simple it is, because these commands are often harder to follow than we think.
但是呢，我们还是要经常的被被别人来教导，因为呢，这些神的命令呢是很。
You don't even have to know how hard it is, because if you are, you know, if you have never been out of this church, perhaps.
你不用离开这个教会，你就知道这要时刻的遵守这个是很难的。
Because all of you who have husband, wife, children will know how difficult this is to follow.
你在家里，我们都有丈夫或者有妻子有孩子，要遵循这三段是很难的。
You know, I think about my own relationship with Amanda. How often this commands speak to me?
然后在家里，我和 Amanda 沟通，我知道这三项命令都是很难守的。
You know, as the man of the house always think that I must have the last words.
我既然是家里的男人，所以在每件事上呢，我要说最后的一句话。
Or when we have an argument, I must always say the last thing.
如果我们争吵呢，我要讲最后那段话。
Because I am right.
因为我是对的。
Or maybe that's what I think I am.
我想我是对的。
But you see, you know, this commands to be slow to speak, to be quick to hear, to be slow to speak, and to slow to anger is so difficult in our own sinful nature, sinful lifestyle.
我们每个人都有罪性，在我们有罪的生活中，要遵守这三条诫命，就是快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，是很难的。
You know, there are times when before we get into an argument, before I get into an argument with Amanda, you know, and this is how most of our argument starts, is that I say something that I shouldn't be saying, and when I said it, I was like, I shouldn't have said it. You know, it would have solved all the problem in the first place.
Now, 我在家里和 Amanda 有争吵的时候，我总是会想到，开始都是因为有些话我不应该说，后来我就想到，哎呀，我要不说这话。
You know I shouldn't say it, but yet I still want to say it just to aggravate her.
我知道我不应该说，但是呢，我还是说了，好像就好像要硬要跟她吵架一样。
And I mean, a simple thing like that just becomes an argument.
也许这事情很简单，但是慢慢的就变成一个争吵。
You know, but if I were to think about just bite my tongue, hold my tongue, watch what I'm saying, and not say it at all, perhaps you know I wouldn't have an argument with her.
如果我能够控制住我的舌头，我不说这话，我大概就不会和他。
And if we do not have an argument, obviously, we will not be angry with each other.
如果我们没有争吵的话，那我们就不会动怒。
But it's not just with my relationship with Amanda. I'm sure, you know, in your own relationship with your own sons and daughters, or perhaps even as children with your own relationship with your parents, you do the same thing as well.
那这里不光我是自己一个，我和Amanda都有妻子、有丈夫，我们也有孩子。那特别是孩子们呢，你如果跟父亲，你有些话，如果父母你如果不讲的话，也不会有争吵。So
whether you're old or young,
不管,
we are all guilty of it.
不管你是年长的还年轻的，我们都有罪，在这上面都犯了。
Now that's why it is so practical that James tells the Christian believers in his time that we must learn to obey these commandments because we are part of a body of Christ and we must learn to live as a loving community of believers.
这也是雅各在教导当时的基督徒。我们都是耶稣的门徒，那我们就应该听神的话，在神的爱中互相关照自己。
And this word itself is not even James' words, because Jesus himself commanded his disciples. James learned this through Jesus, as Jesus tells his disciples in John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you are to love one another." This is what Jesus said.
这也是耶稣说的，雅各讲，实际上从耶稣那学来的。 耶稣在约翰福音的十三章三十四节给我们一个新命令，就是互相相爱。这个三十四节是三十五节是这么说的：我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此就认出你们是我。
So as his people, this command to love one another also applies to all Christians. And one way, as James said, we learn to love each other is by watching our speech with one another. How we talk to one another, how we communicate with one another, what we say to each other.
我们既是耶稣的门徒，我们就应该遵守耶稣的诫命。 怎么样去遵守耶稣的诫命呢？我们就应该听从耶稣的教导，也就是在雅各书里面呢，我们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动作。
You know, if one is able to listen well and to restrain his speech when needed, he will then be able to restrain his anger as well.
如果我们确实是能够慢慢的说，那我们也就会慢慢的动作。
You know, the Bible speaks highly of one who is able to restrain himself.
圣经中对有自制、自我克制的是有很高的评价。
The book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27 to 28 says, "Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent."
在箴言十七章二十七节、二十八节是这么说的：“这是什么话语？寡少言语的有知识，性情温良的有聪明。愚昧若静默不言，也可以算为智慧；闭口不说，也可以算。”
So, contrary to what the culture thinks, right? Sometimes it is not the person who talks the most may not necessarily be the wisest person.
这和我们现在的文化正相反，说话最多人不见得是聪明。It
is perhaps, as Proverbs tells us, it may be one who is quiet, keeps his cool, who knows when to say, then he may be considered most intelligent.
相反的。 如果你性情无能的，你是寡言少语的，你确实很有可能是有智慧、有知识。Then
James went on to give the reason that we should hold our tongue and restrain our anger, for he said in verse 20, "For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God."
雅各继续给我们讲，为什么我们要 慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。在二十节他这么说，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Just as one commentator said, James' very simple point is that human anger does not produce behavior that is pleasing to God.
就像一位解经学家说的，雅各这个观点是很简单的，但是确实是很重要的，就是人的愤怒不会带来神的喜悦。
You know, this, in fact, even Jesus himself equates anger with murder in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 22.
如果大家记得马太福音五章二十一节、二十二节的时候，耶稣把愤怒和杀人划等号。
Remember the Ten Commandments, the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not murder." Jesus expanded what that commandment means by saying in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21-22, He said, "You have heard that it was said of to those of old, 'You shall not murder. Whoever murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire."
大家都记得十诫的第六诫是不可杀人，但是在这段经文里，耶稣把不可杀人的这个精要再一次给我们讲了。耶稣是这么说的，在五章马太福音的五章二十一节二十二节，你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的。
You know, to murder someone is to dishonor him as one created in God's image. And Jesus tells us that we do not have to pick up a sword to dishonor one's life. All we need to do is to use our mouths in anger to say something about this particular person, we have already transgressed the commandment.
人都是有神的形象。如果我们杀了人，那我们就是不尊重神，也不尊重那个神的形象。耶稣呢，这里告诉我们，我们不需要拿起刀剑来去把那个人的性命给取了，我们只要用嘴在怒火中发怒骂人，那我们就已经违反了这个戒律。
I don't know if you have heard of this in an argument, these particular words in an argument. Perhaps if you have children, you may have heard of this, or you have seen it on TV of this particular example. How many times when parents had an argument with the child, and the child will lash out with anger by saying these words, "I hate you. I wish you were dead."
那我想也许你听到过，也许你看电影电视你会听到这一段话，就是有些年轻的孩子向他的父母在愤怒中讲这句话，我恨你，我真希望你死了。
You know, you don't have to pick up a sword to dishonor the person. All you need is to say words like that, and you have already transgressed the sixth commandment.
你不真是不需要拿起刀来把这个人命取了，你只要说这话，你就伤了这个人的心，你就违反了第六诫命。
You know, that's why it is so hard to follow this commandment sometimes.
真的，确实遵守神的诫命是很难的。
We are so sinful in our thoughts and our minds, you know, that we engage in all sorts of wickedness and filthiness.
我们真是有这个罪性，我们的思想经常是很污秽的。
That's why verse 21 tells us, as James said, "Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls."
这也是雅各为什么在二十一节告诉我们，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
You know, human anger often leads to our own destruction. because it can produce in us all kinds of hatred and violence.
人的愤怒会把我们给毁灭了，因为这个愤怒使得我们恨人，使得有啊，我们有暴力的性格。Therefore,
we must be vigilant, as James said, to put away all sorts of filthiness and rampant wickedness from our own lives, and to fill it with the word of truth.
所以我们要很小心，我们真是要啊脱去一切的污秽，明明的邪恶，我们要领受那再度道。To
hear the word of truth each day.
我们要听神的真道，每天都要听。Second
point, hearing and obeying the word.
那么第二点呢，就是我们要听还有遵守神的话语。Verse
22 said, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves."
第22节这么说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。Now
James goes on to elaborate what it really means to receive the word of truth, the word of God.
那下面呢，雅各呢也就在给我们解释接受神的话语是什么意思。You
know what comes first normally is hearing the word of God preached or taught to us. But hearing on its own does not fully grasp the action of receiving.
那么一开始呢，当然正常的步骤都是我们听到神的话语，因为有人在给我们讲道，有人在啊禅修班在我们教神的道。但是呢，光听不代表我们已经接受神的话语。See,
when we hear the word of God preached to us, or when we read the word of God on our own, we must certainly take place, we must certainly be careful in studying it, in examining it, in meditating on it, and to seek the meaning of these words.
那我们第一次听见神的话语呢，要么别人在跟我讲到，要么是读圣经，我们自己在读。那我们确确实实要很仔细的啊，在研究，在学习。但是呢，就是在。
So once we are able to fully understand what it means, then we can apply the meaning of these words into our lives and to live by it. That is why one commentator aptly puts it, you know, listening to God's word must lead to doing it. Only then we are truly accepting the word.
那还有一位基督徒啊，很简单的告诉我们，听神的话语必须啊，要引导我们做啊，行出神的话语。只当只有我们行出来了以后，我们才是真正的领受神的话语。But
again, it isn't only James that tells us these things. In fact, the Apostle Paul and Jesus himself also affirms this. In Romans chapter 2, verse 13, Paul said, "For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified." And then Jesus said in Luke 11, 28, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word and keep it."
这话不仅仅是在雅各书中有，在保罗书信中啊，还有耶稣在传福音的时候也都讲了这些啊。保罗在罗马书二章十三节是这么说的：“原来在神面前，不是听律法的为，乃是行律法的称义。”然后在路加福音的十一章二十八节，耶稣是这么说的：“耶稣说，是，却还不如听神之道。” 而遵守的人有福。So truly
it is easy for us to come every Sunday, you know, sitting under the preaching of a pastor, hearing what he says and reading the Bible for ourselves. It is easy to do that.
确确实实，让我们每个星期天、每个主日来到教会听讲道，我们打开圣经，我们读某一篇经文，这确实还是比较容易的。
What perhaps is more difficult is really taking the word and do it.
接受了这个话语, 然后行出来是很难。
That's why some pastors would only resort to giving information about the Bible, only teach what the Bible is all about, and just state it, and never really tell you how to live out the Word of God, how to use that as an example in your life.
这也是啊，或许当今有些牧师只是在宣讲神的话，但是呢，从来不解释，啊，从来不要求我们怎么样能把这些话语啊应用在我们的生活中，因为这很难。
Perhaps this is also true in our own lives when we do our devotion, when we read the Bible, right? We're simply just reading the words, and then after that we close. That's it.
这也是我们啊，我们敬拜的时候，我们读经的时候。我们把圣经打开，我们读了这段经文，啊，读了经文以后，我们把圣经关上，那也就完了。
All we are doing literally is basically just gaining information.
那这样的话呢，我们只是得到了一些信息而已。
You know, we're just getting all the information that we need.
我们得到了啊，我们所需要的信息。
But James said, if we do not, if we only listen, we only hear and gain information, and not practice what we learn. Then we have not really obeyed God.
雅各怎么说？如果我们只是得了这些信息，有了这些知识，啊，读了经文，但是我们在我们生活中没有应用的话，那我们还不是在遵守神的话。
That's why he gave an example in verse 23 and 24. He said, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself." And goes away, and at once forgets what he was like.
这也是为什么雅各在二十三节、二十四节举了个小例子，例子是这么说的：因为听到了不行道了，就像人对着镜子看自己原来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌。
You know, this example is meant to parallel with verse 25. On the opposite, but the man who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
那么这个例子是和第二十五节那个例子是对比的。那么就是说，如果你啊有些人他是详细查看了全备使人自由的律法，而且时常如此，这人不是听了就忘，乃是实在的行出来，那在他所行的事上必然。
You know, as I've told this always to some of our youth, especially when we approach the Word, when we read the Bible, you know, it is very easy for us to gain knowledge, you know, to fill our minds, our brains with all the knowledge of the Bible, to memorize everything. But on its own, it does not help if you do not know how to live out these words, to apply these words into your daily lives, into your life as a student or your life as a worker.
那我也常和啊年轻人们分享，我们读圣经，我们可以读得很好，可以记很多的经文。那我们只是得了一些信息、一些知识，但如果我们不在我们的生活中行出来，对我们是无益的。
So indeed, it is the doers of the word that is commended and receive the blessing.For keeping the word and the law of God. It is him that is blessed.
只有那些听到而且行道的人，那他们的世上才会蒙福。
Finally, we talk about living out our faith.
最后呢，我想讲的就是我们的信心在我们的生活中的流露。
And these are the examples that James will give on what it means to do the work of God, to be the doers.
下面呢雅各呢，在给我们解释，我们是行道又是什么意思？
You know, verses 26 to 27 said, "If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world."
26节。这么叫我，若有人自以为虔诚，却勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神 我们的父面前，那清洁没有污秽的没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Certainly, we must not overemphasize only these particular words that James said, because there are many other things that we are called to do as a Christian too. So, but these are just some examples that James gives us.
这仅仅是一些例子，雅各在这里举例子，我们做基督徒应该怎样行？当然，圣经教导我们有作为一个基督徒有很多其他要行的。
So, certainly a Christian who looks at the perfect law of God and becomes a doer of it, according to James, is a religious person and he will be blessed for his works. But then we can ask, what sort of works does he do then?
那一个基督徒如果遵循神全备的律法行出来，那么这个人在他所行的事上是蒙福的，那么我们就要问他所行的事又是什么样的。
First, he said that the religious Christian who becomes a doer will know how to bridle his tongue or control his tongue, which again brings us back to verse 19, right? About being slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
那他要所行什么样的事呢？第一个先讲的就是要勒住他的舌头，那么勒住舌头呢，就又回到了第十九节，就是我们要快快的听，慢慢的说。
So those who are true to God's word seeks to learn to control their speech, so that what comes out of his mouth gives glory and honor to God.
一个人如果是信主的，他就应该控制他舌头，在他嘴中所发出的就是赞美神，赞美神。
Again, you know, this is so hard for us to do it.
确实这还是很难，很难。
On good days, when no one provokes us, you know, when everything is going right, everything is going according to plan, we have no problem with this.
那有些在有些天是比较好的，没有人来使我们动怒，没有人来惹我们，也许我们的日子比较好过。
But what happens when things don't go according to plan, when someone does something to you to provoke you?
那么有些日子不好，有些人使我们生气，那又怎么办呢？
We let loose and let go. You know, we say whatever we want to say, right?
我们就不能控制自己，我们就想说，我们说什么？
I mean,
就说我们想说的。
You know, whether you say it in Chinese or you say it in English, they are bad either way.
不管你用英文说还是中文说，都不好。
And these are the kinds of unwholesome words that we are refrained to say.
这些脏话我们就不应该说。
And of course, James knows how difficult it is to control our own tongue. That's why he will repeat this again in James chapter 3.
雅各也真是知道，我们控制我们的舌头，能控制我们舌头是很难的。这也是为什么他在雅各书中重复了好几次。
You know, let me read it to you what he says in James chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, because I think this is exactly what I am guilty of and what most of you are guilty of too. He said, with it we bless our Lord and our Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so.
在雅各书三章九节十节，雅各这么说的啊。这段话呢，确实不光是大家都有都违反，我也违反啊。这段话使得我们让我们认识到我们要控制我们的舌头。为什么就是在三章的九节十节，我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头诅咒那照着神形象被造的人，诅咒。颂赞和诅咒从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当。
You know, if we do not learn to control our tongue, then we're no better than those who have not known the Lord, those non-believers.
如果我们控制不住我们的舌头，我们不比基督非基督徒强什么。
We only deceive ourselves, thinking that we are a religious person.
如果我们认为我们是个虔诚的人，我们是在自欺。
You know, James tells us it is hard But we must learn to control our tongue. Certainly, there is grace from God.
尽管控制舌头是很难的，我们还是要做，因为我们有神的恩典在帮我们。
There are times when it's hard. That's why we must learn to seek God for help.
在任何事，如果它是很难的话，那我们就应该寻求神，求神帮助。
We do not have to do this on our own.
我们不需要用我们自己的力量来面对这个事。
And apart from this, James also said, the second point is that the true acts of a religious Christian is none other than compassion for the weak and helpless and seeking holiness.
雅各呢，在告诉我们，一个虔诚的基督徒就是对弱者、对无助者有怜悯，然后呢，要自己成为圣徒。
You know, we are to show mercy to those who are less fortunate than us, as the orphans and widows, because God Himself first showed mercy to us.
神给我们有怜悯，那么我们就应该对那些孤儿寡妇们有怜悯。
If non-Christian organizations can be so charitable and can so care for the poor, for those who are weak, those who are abused, what does it say about us as Christians then?
那有些属世的组织，非基督徒组织，他们对弱者、对受害者都有很好的怜悯，很好的关心。那么我们基督徒又在做什么？If
they know how to show mercy to these people, show help to these people, what more of us? Because we have experienced this firsthand. We were once helpless, were once sinners, who were once enemies of God, who were once, you know, children without parents, spiritual children without parents, have now been saved by our Father and been reconciled to the Father, and our relationship with our God the Father has been restored.
那他们能对这些弱者、对这受害者有怜悯，而我们呢，是神所拯救的，我们是得救的，神的恩典临到我们，那我们是不是应该行得更多呢？
So if we have experienced mercy from God, we ought to know and show mercy to those who needed it.
我们知道神对我们有怜悯，那我们是不是对那些弱者也应该有怜悯？
We must learn to care for them, for this is our responsibility as Christians too.
我们应该关心他们，因为这是我们做基督徒的一个责任。
We must learn this from the example of our Father in heaven.
我们要像我们在天的父一样，学他的样式来关心受害，关心穷人。
And then another example that James gives as a way of doing God's work is simply the call towards holy living.
另外一个例子呢，就是雅各在举例，要我们有一个圣洁的生活。
As Christians, he wants us to rid ourselves from the worldly things that we can seek for our own selves.
作为基督徒，雅各在教导我们要保守自己，不沾染世俗。
He wants us to rid ourselves from these worldly things and to seek what is spiritual.
我们要把这世俗的事都放下，我们要寻求属灵的。
No, these ridding ourselves of what is worldly, what is sinful, can be a lot of things in this world, a lot of physical things in this world.
那么什么是世俗呢？这个在这个世上有很多，确确实实物质的东西是很多的。
You know, James is not saying that we should get rid of money or get rid of seeking promotion in an office or seeking to be someone influential in this world or anything like that. He's not saying that.
但是呢，雅各呢，并不是在说我们应该把所有的钱给扔了，或者是在公司里也不求上进啊，不要追求自己的影响力了。
You know, these things are important in our lives, but if we make it the most important thing in our lives, then we ought to get rid of it.
这些事情在我们生活中确实还是重要的，但是如果我们把它当成最主要的事情，那我们就应该把它放下。
Because the only thing that he says that is the most important in your life is God Himself, the spiritual thing, God. When you learn how to put God first, then you will know how to control money. You'll know how to work as a worker, how to be faithful to your job, how to be faithful in your calling as a Christian. You know, Paul even says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And then he goes on to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That is, by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
保罗书信把神这么教导我们，所以第一节是这么说的：所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。然后继续说了，说教导我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
To put it bluntly, this means that if you put God first in your life, if you believe that God is the most important thing in your life, you will know how much money you need to earn. You will know what job you need to do. You will know what school you should go to.
简单的说, 如果你把神放在第一位, 你就知道你应该挣多少钱, 你应该去做什么样的工作, 你应该去什么样的学校?
But the clause is, if you put God first in your life, if you value Him as the most treasured possession in your life,
重要的是, 你把神放在第一位,
you will never know, learn how to misuse your money if you have God as your first priority.
如果神是你第一位的,
you wouldn't have to worry about what school to go to, whether I should go to Harvard, whether I should go to MIT, or anything like that. You don't have to worry, because ultimately, if you have God, you will know how to live as a Christian in Harvard, in MIT, in Princeton, or wherever, or even in Haverford, you know, university or college. You don't have to worry about that.
如果你把神放在第一位，你心里有神，那 你就不一定一定要去哈佛，去MIT，去普林斯顿。如果你有神，你在任何一个大学里都能够荣耀神。
So when we have the Word of God and we do it, we learn first of all the Word of God by reading and hearing the Word of God. And then when we do it, we literally are living our lives as Christians, as what God intends.
如果我们听了神的话语，然后又行出神的话语。
And God tells us we do this so that as a Christian we may not lack anything and be complete and whole and perfect.
神告诉我们，如果我们有行出神的话语，那我们就不会缺少什么，我们就是神的门徒。
So let us take these examples from James to never neglect reading and hearing God's word, but also not to neglect putting into practice, learning what it means.
Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word that you have given to us. We pray and ask that, O God, you would help us to understand and also to be able to put into practice in our daily lives, whether we're students or whether we are workers.
主啊，我感谢你，感谢你赐下这美好的话语，让我们知道，我们不光要听到，我们还要行道。我们不光是学生，还是工作的，我们在我们的生活中都能够行出你的道来。
Lord, and these words also are given to those who serve the church as pastors or as deacons or as elders too, oh God.
主啊，这句话语仍赐给在教会里啊做领袖的，就是那些啊就是牧师、长老、同工们。
May we learn these words and to use it daily in our lives, so that we will know what is the word of God, what is the will of God.
在我们侍奉中，在我们生活中，主啊，让我们记住这句话语，行出这句话语。
So we thank you and commit all this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我感谢你。一切都交在安主的手中，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。